Proclamation number 7480, dated the December 17th, 1959. Death, where is your sting? Single quote. And your end will be a blissful one if you die in me, in your Savior and Redeemer Jesus Christ, who has promised that you will not taste death if you have a living faith in me. Then I will come and take you to me into the spiritual kingdom, and your hour of death will just be a change of environment. Your soul will exchange earth with the spiritual kingdom and be indescribably happy, for all heaviness will fall away and it will trustingly follow me with burning love, because it has recognized me as its Redeemer, who is waiting for it at the threshold to the spiritual realm. Why are you afraid of death? Through my death on the cross and my resurrection I have taken the sting out of death. I have bought you life with my blood, and this life you will then take up and never ever lose again. As long as you live on earth you dread your hour of death, and regardless of how it may appear to your fellow human beings, your faith in me in Jesus Christ will give you a happy ending, even if it seems otherwise to your fellow man, for I alone am also ruler over death, and I know whom I can grant eternal life. And he need not fear death and its horror any longer, for I died the excruciating death for him, so that my own will be spared, who follow me and thus want to be and have been true confessors of Jesus Christ on earth. Take my words seriously and believe that I am also a lord over death and that I can ward off all horrors from someone who has become my own through his faith and love. And even if his body seems to suffer, I determine the degrees of pain, and truly, my love will not give the person more to bear than he is able to carry and as is necessary for his soul. This is why I was able to convincingly say, death, where is your sting? Hell, where is your victory? Single quote. For I remained victorious over the one who had brought death into the world, and I will truly let my own have a share in his victory, which I gained over the price of darkness. I will grant a happy hour of passing away to those who hold on to me and remain faithful even in times of struggle and of hardship, for I will also give them the strength to endure and to prove their loyalty for me. And the greatest victory on earth is to follow me in firm faith until the end, and this faith will be bestowed upon you by your love which alone brings forth a living faith. Therefore, you who endeavor to live a life of love need not fear the hour of death, for it will only mean an entry into another world for you, and you will gladly leave earth and exchange its domain with a kingdom of light and blissfulness. You will cross over in peace and harmony of soul. You will not have to pass through any darkness but in a garment of light may enter the kingdom which belongs to me and promises you glories which you have never seen or experienced before. For if you have found Jesus Christ he will lead you into his kingdom himself, into the kingdom which is not of this world. Amen.